I'm Christopher Cruz. The death toll from flash floods in Texas is now at least 110, and many more are missing. The latest from CBS's Nydia Cavazos in Kerrville.
The latest update now includes 161 people who are missing. And this includes people from Camp Mystic, but people who were not necessarily registered with the camp. They were not staying at a hotel, but whose family members have reached out and they are looking for answers.
Kerr County officials say they did propose creating a more robust flood warning system, but members of the public objected to the cost. As if they don't have enough problems, residents are having trouble getting rid of debris left behind in the floods. CBS's Jared Eggleston has that.
At the dump in town, residents are actually being charged to currently dispose of their debris. Normally, there's a voucher system and residents here can throw large things away at the dump twice a year. But right now, if residents don't have those vouchers, they're actually being charged for the debris. That is something the city says it is currently working on with state officials.
Catastrophic flash flooding in southern New Mexico has claimed three lives. Officials in the mountain village of Ruidoso say the victims were, quote, swept downstream by the unprecedented floodwaters that struck the area on Tuesday. The floods swept away homes and forced road closures.
Oh, there comes the house.
Oh my gosh.
The audio from Kathleen Carpenter, the Ruidoso River rose almost 19 feet in a matter of minutes. Israel and Hamas are reportedly close to agreeing on a ceasefire in Gaza. Details on that from CBS's Ed O'Keefe at the White House.
There's renewed hope for a potential 60-day ceasefire in Gaza between Israel and Hamas. The president's top Middle East negotiator said the talks are down to just one unspecified issue, and he's hopeful an agreement can be reached by the end of this week.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has been meeting with President Trump at the White House this week. The city of Los Angeles, L.A. County, and several other cities have sued the Trump administration in an effort to stop ICE from conducting raids. City Attorney Heidi Feldstein Soto says large-scale immigration raids are sowing fear and chaos.
These unconstitutional roundups and raids cannot be allowed to continue. They cannot become the new normal.
The IRS now says churches can endorse political candidates.
Federal law does not allow tax-exempt nonprofits to campaign. But in a new court filing, the IRS says that ban should not apply to houses of worship speaking to their own members. The agency likens it to a family discussion about candidates.
CBS's Michael Wallace. This is CBS.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
They say all good things come to those who wait, but not for those who wait for that next auto breakdown that could cost you thousands of dollars. I'm Danica Patrick. In the past 5 years, auto repair costs have gone up over 36%. And if your manufacturer's warranty is expired, you'll have to cover it all. With an Endurance Auto Protection Plan, no matter what the mileage, if your car is under 20 years old, Endurance can get you covered on the engine, electrical system, transmission, drivetrain, and more. Endurance has plans for any budget. Repairs can be done by the certified mechanic of your choice. Plans cover 24/7 roadside assistance, towing, battery jumps, fuel deliveries, tire changes, and lockout services. Act now and get the benefits of our elite plan, a $2,000 value at no extra cost. With Endurance, you can never pay for covered auto repairs again. So call now for your free quote.
Call 800-282-6709. That's 800-282-6709. 800-282-6709.
A new study warns global warming could lead to more volcanic eruptions.
This is releasing the pressure on underground magma chambers, making eruptions more likely. Pablo Moreno-Yeager at the University of Wisconsin-Madison led the team.
When guys retreat, the eruption occurs very rapidly because there's magma there that just wants to come out.
It could create a vicious cycle. More ice melts, leading to more volcanic eruptions, which pump more greenhouse gases into the atmosphere, making the planet even hotter, melting more ice, leading to more eruptions and more global warming. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
A Spanish-language journalist remains in federal custody despite being granted bond by an immigration judge last week. Mario Guevara was arrested last month as he covered a protest near Atlanta and was later transferred to ICE custody. His arrest immediately drew widespread attention and was criticized by press freedom groups, which said he was simply doing his job. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
meteorologist Rodney Price. Any showers and thunderstorms out there will come to an end as we'll see a partly to mostly cloudy sky. A light breeze in the overnight as morning lows drop to the middle and upper 60s. On your Wednesday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, highs in the upper 70s. Currently 71 degrees.
Just wait and see if now Central Park to Racine Quarry. Local news and timeless hits.
jigsaw puzzle with a couple of pieces gone.
And it's bad, bad, Leroy Brown.
And it shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has old Maggie Heath, babe. And it keeps it out of sight. You know when that shark bites with his teeth, babe, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, where's old Maggie Heath, babe? So there's never, never a trace of red. Now on the sidewalk, ooh, Sunday morning, lies a body just oozing life. Get someone sneaking round the corner. Could that someone be Mac the Knife? There's a tugboat down by the river, don't you know? Where a cement bag just drooping on down. Oh, that cement is just, it's there for the weight, dear. Five will get you ten, old Mackie's back in town. Don't you hear about Louis Miller? He disappeared, babe, after drawing out all his hard-earned cash. And now Maggie Heath spins just like a sailor. Could it be our boy's done something rash? That line forms on the right, babe. Not that Maggie's back in town. Look out, old Maggie is back.
Thank you. updates on all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's reports start at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave,
that prevents child abuse.
And high-quality, affordable child care
prevents child abuse, too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to PreventChildAbuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
Glasses. No time
better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is good again for Hoskins.
We've got the action all season long. Turn it up. Brewers baseball lives on your local Civic Media radio station.
Congress is the number one.
Come on, come on.
Well, it feels so good.
Come on.
WRJN.
Next week, and she
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Bye. I think I'm gonna cry. Bye bye love, bye bye sweet caress. Hello emptiness, I feel like I could die. Bye bye my love, goodbye. I'm through with romance, I'm through with love, I'm through with counting the stars above. And here's the reason that I'm so free. My loving baby is through with me. Bye bye love, bye bye happiness. Hello loneliness, I think I'm gonna cry.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. At least 110 people are confirmed dead, and at least 160 people are still missing in flash flooding in Texas. The hundreds of first responders and volunteers doing the difficult work of recovery are themselves being supported by volunteers, as KRLD radio reporter Chris Fox tells us.
Just to see the amount of people that have come to Texas to help, it's reassuring of humanity.
That's Chris Higgins. He's one of them. He's with Operation Barbecue Relief. They arrived on scene the first night of the flood.
Since then, we've done 4,300 meals.
Search and rescue kept firefighters from center